Governor Nathan Deal's latest public statement on the problem was emphatic and included a quick disclaimer.
We're doing a great job. We're getting ourselves out of a situation that was created over a long period of time. And yes, I knew about it, but I did not know that it was of the magnitude that it apparently it was.
But his office has given few details, not saying whether it met the federal government's mandate to reduce the backlog by 20,000 by the end of March. The State Department of Human Services says the governor has asked it to apply for a waiver from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to expedite processing for some 2,700 Georgians who are in what DHS calls the most dire situations. The USDA has threatened to take over Georgia's food stamp program if the state doesn't solve the backlog and devise a plan to prevent it from happening again. It says it's now reviewing the state's response to the March deadline and will provide results once the review is complete. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.